This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back to the show. One of the best in the business joining us now, Director of Track and Field Cross Country, Amy Deem is with us. Amy, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
Well, our basketball team is coming off a win over Florida State, so whenever Miami beats Florida State in any sport, I'm happy.
Yeah, so it was a great night for Coach L and the kids.
Yeah, so they played really, really well. Okay, so your season is underway. Take us through. We got indoor and then outdoor all starting up here.
Yeah, we've completed two indoor meets. We're kind of in the thick of it. And then our indoor season, ACC indoors is the last week of February. NCAA indoors is the second week in March. And then we roll right into outdoor season. So it's a busy time of year for us.
You were in Louisville, and then you were in Texas, in Lubbock, Texas. What has you excited about your teams this year, both on the men's and the women's side?
You know, I think our men's team has the ability. We're not extremely deep, but we have a lot of talent, and I think we're going to do some really great things. We've got some leadership with one of the top weight throwers in the country. We also have one of the top triple jump long jumpers in the country. We just had a young man start school this week, a transfer decathlete who's going to be really good for us, came in from Portugal. And then we have a young man doing really well in the 110 hurdles. We've got a really good core of men, and that has us super excited because, you know, just building the men's program has been challenging but fun, and yeah, just to see these guys really start to step up and have success and at the same level or, you know, sometimes even better than the women, it's been really exciting for us. And our women's team is – go ahead. I'm sorry, Joe.
No, go ahead. Go on. Let's talk about the women's side.
Yeah, the women, there's a lot more depth, and I think when it's all said and done, we're going to be a really good team. The women's team is very balanced, probably one of the most well-balanced teams. I've been fortunate to coach. We're strong in the jumps, strong in the throws, have a really nice sprint group, really good middle distance group, and then a real good hurdler. So it's probably the most well-balanced, like I said, well-balanced team that we've had on the women's side in a long time. And, you know, the women's side of the ACC is very challenging. But I think that when it's all said and done, I think we have the ability to be right there.
Explain why building the men's side has been a challenge.
For a long time, the men's program wasn't fully funded, and it's just been, so the women were just successful for a longer period of time with more resources. So I think that we've got a great coaching staff, and I feel like at this point, like, we've really turned the corner on the men's side. Over the years, we've had some really great men's athletes, you know, national champions, All-Americans, but to have a core group of young men that we have right now, like I said, it has our staff super excited.
You were, for the fourth time, ACC Coach of the Year. You're coming off a championship season. How satisfying was that for you a year ago? And what kind of momentum do you get from that going into this year?
It was super exciting because, you know, you go up to Durham, to Duke on their home track. They were favored to win. I don't think anybody expected it. So except for us, you know, our kids were really fired up. And, you know, they went in. We had great leadership. And they went in, and they wanted to win that thing. And they started hot, and they just kept it going through the weekend. So, and I think, you know, we lost a really good thrower and a good sprinter. But, you know, the core of the team is back, and I think that gave them a lot of confidence going into this season. So I think we're better, and I think we're deeper this year. We just have to put it together.
Can you explain also, because I would think it's a little bit different, but maybe explain recruiting strategy for track and field at the University of Miami?
You know, we've been, it's right now it's a mix of, we've been very fortunate on the, even prior to the portal of, you know, having a lot of success with the transfer athletes that we've gotten. And we've been fortunate to have more transfer in than transfer out. So if you look at even Michelle Avila, who was our national champion, she was a transfer even before, you know, it became more popular than it is, like it is right now. But we've been very successful with our transfers. So we have a nice balance of transfers as well as you know, a nucleus of the program that have come in as high school, you know, as freshmen and gone through the process. So I think for us, it's a nice balance of bringing in some people to fill in the pieces, but also, you know, staying at recruiting top high school student athletes. We've been very fortunate with the international student athletes as well. Like I said, we've got a balanced team of international, of transfers, and then just of, you know, young people that have come in as freshmen.
Let's talk about your sprinters on both sides. And, you know, my favorite events are the relays, the 4x400. I love that event. So how do you stack up there?
Right now we're one of the top five teams in the country on the women's side. We've got to get one leg ready to go. Our men's team, we have three solid legs. We've got to keep developing one more young man, and they'll be, I think they're going to be solid by the time we get to ACCs. Our women have a chance to do really well in that relay. Like I said, we're top five right now, and I don't think I've put the best four on the track yet. So, so I think, like I said, I think February is a big month for us, and just we go to a big meet out in New Mexico and then finish the regular season at Clemson, and those two meets are going to have a lot of the top teams in the country, and I really feel like that's going to be where we kind of set ourselves up to be successful at ACCs at the end of the month.
Yeah, you have New Mexico, Clemson. Also, are you in the Music City Challenge also?
Yes, we're sending our distance group out to Nashville to a big distance meet out there, but the majority of the team will be at Clemson, yes.
All right, I got you. So the next big event is the New Mexico Invite. Take us through that and some of the expectations, and what do you face there?
New Mexico is hosting the NCAA championships this year indoor, so their meets are very competitive each week. So we'll get top competition from USC out on the West Coast. LSU will be there, University of Texas. So some of the probably four or five of the top teams in the country will be there. They'll give our student athletes an opportunity to get on the track before the NCAA championships. It really just that meet is really where we're getting to qualify for the NCAA championships and just put ourselves in a position, a really good position to get as many people to the NCAA meet as possible.
ACC or in Louisville, did it help that you've already been there?
Yeah, we always try to run indoors a little bit tricky just in the facility. The tracks are a little bit different. They're not all the same. So to be able to compete on the tracks that championships are going to be held is I always feel is a competitive advantage for our student athletes. So we always try to compete at those facilities before we go there for championships.
I'm going to say, along those lines, this might be crazy to ask, but we are an outdoor community, right? South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of adjustment is it for your athletes to go indoors?
You know, a lot of the student athletes that we recruit have indoor experience, especially the young people we recruit from the Northeast. Sometimes there's a little bit of a struggle with especially the Florida kids who've never experienced running on a 200-meter bank track.
Yeah.
But Gainesville, the city of Gainesville, actually just built an indoor facility for the community. It's not affiliated with the University of Florida. So that's going to be a great advantage for the young people, the age group kids in the state of Florida, to be able to experience indoor track before they go to college.
Yeah, great answer. How do you get good at indoor? Recruit those that run indoors. Like Coach L said,
exactly,
how do you get good at three-point shooting? Recruit Nigel Pack, a good three-point shooter.
Right.
Well,
yeah, track and field, they took a simple sport, right? Jump far, who jumps the farthest, who runs the fastest, and they do make it a little bit complicated at times.
Yeah. Later in the spring, before we let you go, later in the spring, this is a staple event at the University of Miami. You have the Hurricane Invitational in March, so the middle of March. But that's always a big deal for the University of Miami track and field program.
Yeah, we have a very competitive outdoor schedule this year. We compete at home. We have, I think, LSU and Purdue. You know, my mind's not quite there yet, but I believe we have LSU, Purdue, and several other teams that will be in that first outdoor meet, which is actually spring break at the University of Miami. And then the following weekend, we have a one-day invitational. Then we finish up the second week of April with our Hurricane alumni meet. So we have a very good competitive home schedule and hope a lot of people in the community will come out and support our young people.
Also, before we wrap this up, you were coaching both men and women, and you have for I don't know how many years now, but how do you divide up your attention on the track day to day?
Well, first of all, I have a great coaching staff, so that always helps. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, so we have a great staff right now. I'm really excited about what they're doing, so that's a big help. And I mean, you have to have, with when you have 70 young people on your team, you, clearly as the head coach, you can't be everything for everyone, so having a great staff is always important. I coach some of the, we all have event areas that we coach, but I think it's important, just to be visible even in, and just be involved in all the event areas. So that's what I try to do the most, is just be supportive of, you know, we have, Coach Young does a great job with the throws, and, you know, just trying to be there to support him and support our student athletes in each event that we have.
All right. Well, one of these days on the shows, we're going to go through breaking down coaching through a track meet and how you break it all down. We're going to get into your strategy. But we're happy to see things are kicked off and very, very competitive. I think your men are ranked. So you have the men and the women.
Yes, they are.
Right? So that's good.
Yes.
And off to a great start. So thanks for joining us. Always love seeing you around campus.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to seeing you again here in the near future.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right. That's Amy Deem joining us, one of the all-time best in track and field. When we come back, Katie Meyer will be with us here on the show. We have a lot of things to talk with Katie about. Some of them are not even related to basketball. That's coming up next here on the Hurricane Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.